45.
Ivan.
Brown, 45.
Hot. You are listening to Any Given Sunday, Australia.
Alrighty, joining us now is two Australians that are right on the doorstep of the NFL. One is a Brisbane-born tight end in year two of the NFL International Player Pathway, an AFL turned NFL star on the rise. The other, a defensive linesman and an absolute giant of a human at only 20 years old, an Australian with Nigerian roots that has been a standout in the rugby league scene, or rugby union scene, we'll say rugby scene, since it's 10 years of age. Mr. Patrick Murtagh and Mr. Jotham Russell, how are you two boys?
Good, thank you.
Always good.
Always good. Yeah.
Sitting nice and pretty at the IMG Academy down in Florida. We're just talking about the weather. What is it like, boys? Is it are you thawing out or are you freezing cold these days?
I'm feeling very warm here. Yeah. It's being used to more kind of the cold of Canberra when I was younger. It's definitely feeling hot here.
Yeah, we're total opposites. I'm finding it a bit cold, so I'm from the Gold Coast. So I'm missing the 38-degree weather back home.
Oh, yeah, and it's definitely been warm all up and down the coast. But we're going to get straight into it, boys. Just we don't want to waste your time. We know you're busy leading up into the draft and the real busy time of the year. So we'll start with you, Pat. You were picked up in the AFL draft system to the Gold Coast Suns. You unfortunately didn't get to play much of the AFL growing up, but you kind of got straight into that and you picked up the skills that you required for that pretty comfortably. So transitioning to the NFL and the International Player Pathway Program, how have you found yourself, transitioning the skills and getting into the pathway itself?
Yeah, AFL, I was playing back home for 3 years, so there's a lot of aspects that transition quite well, whether that's on the field or in the classroom. So professionalism and all that stuff, the way we go about things transfers really nicely. And then on the field, the size, we're some tall fellas back home in the AFL. And so the size works out really well over here. And then for me, catching. So having that as one of my strengths, I've really utilised that coming over here.
How have you found the actual different of the ball, though? Like, everyone says that ours are a bit longer, a bit thinner. You do get to wear those gloves, which are incredible. How have you found the transition of the ball?
Yeah, I mean, the ball's a ball at the end of the day. You sort of catch it. So, they obviously, these balls over here, they spiral back home. They go end over end. But, yeah, end of the day, we're getting paid the big bucks to catch the ball.
Fair enough. And how did you actually find yourself getting into the NFL Player Pathway Program? Like I said, it's year two for you. You did get a stint at the Lions, which was unfortunately cut short. But how did you find yourself originally getting into the pathway?
Yeah, so my last year at the Suns, we heard about the International Pathway Program. But obviously being still signed to the AFL, my main focus at the time was to play AFL and be there. Obviously, sports and businesses. And at the end of the year, I got told I was being released. And then that's when we started to surface this idea of going through that international pathway program.
Yeah, perfect. And Joss, what about yourself, mate, coming from the rugby background? I said league, I said union, and then I said both. It was league, wasn't it?
Yeah, league background.
How have you found the transition from the league into, because you were a pretty big, you were on the Brisbane Broncos rising star, like on their radar, and then you've switched across. How have you found the transition?
I think the transition's been pretty good. Kind of, it's very similar in terms of where I'm just running as hard as I can. I've got a target, especially in defending. Now me being on the defensive side, just kind of getting to the ball to make it simple.
Yeah, and the same. Like, there's a lot of, film study. There's a lot of off the ground things you've got to try and transition to as well. Have you found that easier being a little bit younger? Coming out of school, not necessarily being out of the classroom for as long.
I've definitely had to touch back into my studying tips and habits, and reaching out to Pat as well, reminding me on the things that make it easier. But I've I've been a bit out of touch, but it's gotten there definitely while I've been here.
And with having the rugby background, seeing someone like Jordan Mailata's success, does that give you a fair bit of inspiration coming from the rugby side of things?
Huge, huge. Before coming here, like I'd listened to his podcast and I've watched the YouTube videos and the program, but I think kind of listening to his experience and how he transferred through is kind of something where I can look at it and be like, I can do that for myself.
100%, and like obviously seeing how much success he's had, it's got to fill anyone and Australians as a whole with a fair bit of inspiration going across. We've been talking about the IMG Academy, and we spoke a little bit off air, but do you just want to touch on like the long days and how they process and like what a day to day is like for you?
So like we've got about 12-hour days that we go through. It starts with a time for breakfast, and then after breakfast we'll have our team meeting where we're all there. After the team meeting, we transition to a position meeting where we'll kind of look at the things that we want to go through on the field through the day. And from there, we'll have our treatment just to make sure we have our ankle strap, that we're going to be able to move well for our first movement session. That'll go for about an hour. Then after that, we'll do a position movement session, which will be our positional drills. Then we'll go on to lunch.
Yeah, and then after lunch we'll head back, we'll do some treatment. After treatment we'll do a gym workout for about an hour, followed by some more meetings again and some more treatment. Following that we'll go back, have dinner, and once again we'll have another meeting. So heavily filled days of meetings and recovery because it's a tight schedule and we want to best learn the game as quick as possible, but also have our bodies prepped ready to go the next day. So.
And just on with the learning the game, did both of you follow NFL like growing up as well?
I actually didn't watch it as much. I feel like kind of I was always playing like different sports. Any sports I could play, I'd love to. I'd hate to just sit down and watch a game. Whenever I'm watching something, the first thing I want to do is get involved and just play it for myself.
I'd watch it on 7Mate as a kid. Early days, we only had the one channel was screened on, so whenever that was on, we made sure we were watching it, whether that was at 5 a.m. in the morning or 10 a.m. So my dad and I would sit down and watch it for years on years, and it was a bit tough because obviously there was no real clear pathway back then to merge into the AFL. So to see it come alive and now be living it is quite the dream.
Yeah, like I said at the start, you are right on the doorstep. Did you have a team that you followed, Pat, when you were growing up, or just
Yeah,
whoever was on, it didn't matter?
Denver Broncos with Peyton Manning as the quarterback. Von Miller
Yes.
as well.
Yeah, that does make sense. Now, I said, Jotham, you're a monster of a man, but Pat, you're not very small either, especially when I'm only 5 foot 8, so I'm looking up to both of yous. Do you ever get the fact that you're on different sides of the ball? Do you ever actually get to go one-on-one in training, or not really?
We've had a little bit of a touch in that, going like one-on-ones, just doing what we've done with drill-wise on the bags, and now seeing how it transfers to having someone in front of you. Not too much in kind of more where we need to focus on our combine drills, where that's what we'll be doing now especially, but definitely going into after the pro day, we'll go back into that and looking how we'll transfer into what we'll actually be working on.
It was good to go one-on-one, get
Yeah.
the physical aspect put alive there, to see live reps be put into play. Obviously, it's one thing to see it in the film, but to replicate it out in the field and get a real taste of it is really good and really good for us to learn and review back later on the day.
And you get the competitive nature where it's kind of now when it is that one-on-one, you want to beat the person in front of you.
And who does? Who does win?
Not
And
dropping
the two of
it.
you.
How did you both go the first time putting on the pads and the helmets and everything like that? We've spoken to a few guys that have transitioned from rugby, especially, and said, it's obviously completely different. Your vision's obviously a bit different, and it's surprisingly heavy on the shoulders. How did you both go putting the pads on for the first time?
Yeah, I remember my first time last year, it took me about 10 minutes to get the pads on before training. That was one thing, and then adjusting to the helmets was another. I'd get a headache after training. It was a big eye-opener realizing how much sight you lose and how much harder it was to catch the ball and track the ball.
I feel putting the pads on the very first time, it was not too much where I thought this would be a big difference, but really, like when you go into training and moving with it, you feel just how different it becomes. The extra weight, especially on your neck, it can be a lot, but That's why we train now, especially every session turns into a session with a helmet and pads just to get us used to it as soon as possible.
And what about copping the big hits? Have you found that it actually they do protect you, or is it just there for show?
Yeah, Jonathan doesn't hit hard, so that's all right.
Not too many of our hits. No one here's hitting anything, so like it hasn't been too bad.
Yeah, beautiful. Now, Pat, you—I mentioned that this is your second year around in the IMG, or in the NFL, IPP. You did get drafted or picked up by the Lions, which would have been enormous. Unfortunately, cut down by injury. But how do you feel being the second year? Does that how has that helped you going around again?
I just said it's my second year going around now. I'm very confident in my body and my ability. I'm with the team I had back home. Had a great networking system with my physio, my gym, my surgeon, and everyone else that played a role in getting me back here. So it's just really important to trust my abilities and just go back to my strengths and understand and realize that I've been there once and the dream's there and I can do it again. And in doing that, hopefully I can bring others like Jotham along as well.
And obviously, sorry, Danny, a lot of the NFL, GMs and that will watch our podcast. So we're just going to let them know you're obviously all good now. You've got through the injury and you cherry ripe.
I'm 100% ready to go. I have been for a while now, so next focus now is Pro Day in 10 days' time. And we'll just tack those one by one.
And how does that Pro Day work? Do you just want to run everyone through that?
Yeah, of course. So the Pro Day will be in 1.5 weeks on the Wednesday, and basically we'll be going through our positional combine drills. But firstly, we'll start with a 40-meter dash, 40-yard dash, 5-10-5, which is a shuttle, and an L cone drill, and that's kind of like a time series. We've got our vertical jump and our broad jump as well, which will be the test done by everyone. Then going into your different positional drills that you do.
So, and you guys have just been running through a lot of that now.
Yeah, so as Jotham said earlier, before our training, we do a movement session. So, in that, each day it's different. So, one day we'll focus on our speed, and that's broken down twice in the week. So, the first session we'll focus on our acceleration and our get offs. The next one will be focused on my max velocity. And then every second day from there on in is about our agility. So, our 5-10-5s and our L cone drills. In the gym, we're working on our bench press and our muscle endurance, building strength where we can to help us with the. Not only with the combine testing of the bench press, but also just in general to, as you said, cop hits from the big bodies out there.
What's our 40 looking like? Do we have a 4-2-2 like we've just seen at the combine?
No, you're looking at more of a 4-1-6 for me, I reckon, on a good day. No, yeah, we got some boys here that are pretty fast. We've got two wide receivers and like stash running back, so I'm excited to see what times those guys put up and excited to see how we go as well. I mean, we're looking at hopefully going what, sub 4.5s, four
What's
sixes.
possible,
Yeah, so hopefully get a good time out there, turn some heads where we can.
yeah. And with the international player pathway, there's people from like the list is out there, there's people from all over the world. What's that been like mingling with people coming from all different parts of the globe to like come together to play one sport?
It's been great here, having kind of the different cultures all coming together in one place. I think it's great to have the other people here to support each other. Like we now can have someone else that we're competing against and with, but at the same time supporting to see just how far we can push each other. And then it becomes like a friendship. We're building friends here. Like it's lifelong kind of where everyone's life is going to change through it.
I don't know if you've spoken to an Irish bloke before, but geez, they're hard to understand, man.
Oh, yeah.
The language barrier's been interesting coming over here. You got a guy from Dominican Republic, so, and some guys from Nigeria. Guys from, as I said before, Ireland, and just hearing all of us talk in the one room, people don't understand our slang, we don't understand what they're saying. We kind of just nod and say, yeah, makes sense. Good. It's one of those ones.
Yeah, mate, cool. Do you find that you two have kind of bonded a little bit closer, the fact that you are obviously both Aussies and that language barrier is not there?
I think it's helped as well because before even moving here, since we both lived very close to each other, we were able to do some training sessions and class sessions, and I was able to have him there to help me a little bit in learning and what it'll be like before I come here. And
Yeah,
as well, the
perfect.
Australian band is a bit better.
Yeah, you are 100%. I have come across that in a couple of interviews where I've put my foot in it, which is all right. Question about the combine coming up. Is there any pressure on you guys? Do you feel the pressure going into it, or is it just, you know, we've put the training in and we're just going to back ourselves going into it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of outside noise going on, especially with the international combine going on. But it's really important to focus on what we're doing and focus on one day at a time. And then we've got a little outlook here about a rowing boat, and we're focusing on one stroke at a time, one day at a time. So, I mean, it's very important with things like that, and controlling what you can control. And at the end of the day, pressure it's what you put on yourself. So, I mean, it's who can best thrive in the situation you put yourself in.
And you've got a little bit of a bonus or incentive that it's all NFL teams got to have an extra practice squad spot for the IPP.
Yeah. So there's one extra practice squad spot going for those who are free agents. I'm draft eligible, so seeing how that goes first, it can mean whatever it means. And then after that, having that extra spot will help a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you touched on yourself about every team. It's a new rule now, so it's pretty cool that everyone gets a new spot. But, I mean, it's not the goal to be on an international program. You want to be on an international spot. You want to be on the starting team, so you're there to take someone's job. I mean, it's cool. It helps us get onto the roster and everything. But at the end of the day, we're there to take someone's job. We're there to start, and we're there to look after ourselves and those around us.
And you got to see it last year, as we said, at the Lions, Pat. How long were you actually there for, and what kind of taste did it give you for it? And I'm sure, like, I know it would be for me, it would make me even more hungry to get back.
Yeah, I was there for 3 days.
Yeah.
But it was really good while I was there. I learned a lot. It was a good eye-opener. And just to get the taste of what it was like to be in there and to have that feeling. Yeah, it's doable. It's achievable. Got to see my name on the locker and everything. And it is pretty cool coming back here again. And as you said, it gives me a lot more motivation going through, and it's awesome to see the boys from last year as well. We've had three boys so far come back and visit us, and that were on the program last year. One of them was at the Chiefs, and he's now a Super Bowl champ, and it's pretty cool that they're reflecting their knowledge and their experience on us lads here, and hopefully we can all make it.
Well, if either of you end up at the Packers, I'll be sure to get a jersey, and I'll be there to watch this year. And probably your best chance to go to the Super Bowl. Let's not lie about it.
Oh, man. Let's start with this.
We've got the combine and then the draft coming up. What does the next few weeks actually look like for you boys?
So we've now entered our taper down week. So it's when we'll have a strong focus for those combine drills. And it's really just about detailing all of our movements, trying to see how we can just scrape down the tenths of seconds and everything that we do, and making sure that everything is clean for when we do have our pro day.
It's important though with this taper day. James, the guy in charge of it, touched on it himself. It's important that we're lowering the load, but the intensity still stays the same. It's important because the mindset kind of might go, oh, tapering down, training's going to get a bit easier. We could slack off. A little 1%ers might fall off. So, end of the day, we're not here to show out at the pro day. We're here to make a roster, and so we want to carry these traits and skills through when we get into the list.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, once you've done the pro day and draft comes, because you're not necessarily going to get picked up in the draft. Like, a lot of the stuff can happen straight after the draft. But will you be watching the draft? Are you going to get around it? And have you spoken to any of the teams getting around?
So with Pat being a free agent, they can take him at any given time. With me being at the draft, with my pathways, I need to wait for the draft to see how that will happen. I'll watch it, definitely tune in to see how that goes with everyone and see what happens there. And then kind of that opens up the gate. After that, becoming a free agent, where that's when negotiations can start and conversations and workouts and everything forward.
But yeah, more hopeful looking to the draft is the more ideal spot for you.
100%. Yeah.
Have you been able to speak to any teams or anything like that, or is that not quite on the radar yet?
No, not on the radar just yet. We'll get through Pro Day first, and then after that, the opportunity for that will then be up there.
And for yourself, especially, Jotham, obviously, Pat, you went through it last year, as we've said numerous times. How has it been moving away from Australia? I don't know if you'd moved away before, but, you know, leaving home and being, you know, umpteen kilometres away from the family. How have you dealt with that and been with that with the family?
It's basically just comes to just finding the time whenever you can to talk to family and everyone that you can. I just recently moved out before coming here, and that was my first experience being out of home. And it was the same situation. I might not have been as far, but my mom was messaging me every day, wanting a call, probably twice a day nearly, and seeing just how much I can keep in contact. And it's been the same while I've been here.
So who does the washing out of you two then, if mum's not there to put the washing on?
I'm not touching this stuff, man.
I stay away from this
We're
stuff.
old enough and ugly enough to look after ourselves. We'll figure it out one way or another.
I would love to hear you say that to an Irishman or someone from the Dominican Republic. I don't think they'd get the old enough and ugly enough kind of saying.
Even just the little things like Arvo, Servo, all
Oh
those sort
yeah,
of things.
Maccas has been the biggest thing. In the UK, they call them Mackies, and I find that so odd.
What is actually what? Sorry, Danny. What is the food?
I get that all the time. She's like, can we get Mackies? I was like, what?
Yeah,
I'm like, that's
yeah.
not true.
That's not a thing.
Doesn't make
Doesn't
sense.
sound
It's not
right.
Mackie Donald's.
Yeah,
That's Maccas all the way. What is the food and everything like there? When you is it gourmet kind of stuff, or are you just getting the three? What is it? Three meats and veg kind of stuff.
It's a pretty good balanced meal where they change the flavors up each day, kind of giving us a large array where it's not the same thing and plain and boring. They balance the meals out, but there's still a lot of options where we can select out the things that we want. There's different side salad bars. You can make your own salad, so it very much fits for everyone.
Danny boy, you want to finish this off, mate?
You want me to touch on that one as well?
No.
There's no shortage of food out here. They look after us quite nicely. We've got nutritionists on standby. If we need anything, we just communicate to them, and yeah, it's good. No complaints.
Yeah, cool. And then I keep an eye and keep a tab on making sure they're eating enough.
Oh, they trust us enough to look after ourselves, but definitely, I think while we're here, you want to eat as much as you can. When you have the array of everything there, you're really getting your fill.
We got tested at the start of the camp with our height, weight, body fat percentage, and everything. We got tested last week, the week before as well, and then we'll probably do one more before pro day. So there is checkups as well to make sure we're not getting carried away, we're not under eating, we're not overeating. So they monitor it quite well over here.
Yeah, because then your height and weight will then go towards, like, all the teams will find out that. So is that the one that you get done at pro day?
Yeah, correct. That's going to be the first one we do is height, weight measurements, my hand measurements, my hip mows, so I'm going to do a squat in front of them.
Yeah, right. And where are we sitting at the moment?
Yeah, Jonathan, we got you at 6'5", 110. Is that about right?
He's a rookie out here. Sorry, he doesn't understand this stuff. I'm sitting at 6'6", just over 250 pounds now.
I've been seeing that I've been got at 6'5". I'd love to say, but unfortunately, we're just one more short of 6'4".
Got shorter.
Still pretty up there. Not yet 6'5". I've still got some growing to do, but 6'5" and 245 pounds.
Jesus. Yeah, that's I'm not far off. I'm 5'8" and about 80 kilos dripping wet. So yeah, we'd be playing on the same fields.
You got the size of a
He sounds like a legend.
left tackle story. So obviously, boys, we're so stoked to see Aussies over there and in this pathway and in this program. It's like incredible to see what you guys are doing and hopefully what the future has in store for you both. But what advice would you give to any other younger Aussies wanting to take the leap into NFL, like the process?
I think just doing everything you can, reaching out, finding the people to talk to, but as well giving yourself every opportunity. It's how you prepare for the opportunity to arise to be ready when it does come.
Yeah, just don't be, for me personally, don't be afraid to try something new. It's never too late to try anything new. I mean, the sky's the limit. You can't really put a cap on your dreams and whatever it is. It's important to dabble in everything, get your hands involved in multiple sports and what you do, and have fun while you're doing it as well at a young age. I mean, you grow up pretty quickly, and while you're young, those skills, without realizing they will carry on over when you get a bit older. So have fun while you do things, and don't put a limit on your dreams. Everything is possible.
Awesome. Awesome.
Anything is possible.
Yeah, we'll finish on that, mate. You've absolutely cut a clip there, which is awesome. So we can't appreciate, well, we can't thank you boys enough and appreciate the time that you have given up. You said it's your 2 days off that you've had in 8 weeks, which is awesome. A big month coming up for you boys, and we'll definitely be keeping all over it. And we wish you nothing but the best going forward. And I've no doubt that you boys will be back in the system in no time, and we'll be keeping on top of you.
Please, thank you.
Really appreciate it. Thanks for your time, guys.
No worries.